When we follow Jesus Christ, we have a respect for the truth, and it helps us in everything that we do. James Madison, who was considered the father of the United States Constitution, said this, "We have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all of our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government, upon the capacity of each of us and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves, according to the Ten Commandments of God." Respect for the truth is the basis for all civilized society and the establishment of justice. When people follow falsehood, when people make up their own truth, then no one has a place to stand. Then there can be no equality of justice or equality before the law. When Jesus was before Pilate being tried, Pilate asked him if he was the king of the Jews. Jesus' answer is contained in John, the 18th chapter, in the 34th verse. Jesus answered him, saying, "Say you this thing of yourself, or did others tell you about me?" And Pilate answered, "Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered for execution. But now my kingdom is not from there." And Pilate therefore said unto him, "Are you a king then?" And Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." And Pilate said unto him, "What is truth?" You see, because Pilate could not see that there was an objective standard of truth, only that which the strongest proposed, only that which a certain consensus gave them, no objective truth, then there was no justice on that day, because justice requires people who respect the truth. Oh, Father in heaven, I thank you for the truth that is in Christ Jesus, the truth that is contained in his gospel, his good news, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That truth that says that you make the rules for me, Lord. I can't make up my own rules for my life. I thank you for your spirit that guides me and teaches me in your truth, and for your scripture that I cling to and I hang on to. Help me, O Lord, to be a truthful person today so that I may be a just person. In Jesus' name, amen.